says it's good to have a love to call your own instead of being in a crowd feeling all alone. I say, talk, talk, just like a baby.
Clyde McClatter's Ta Ta from 1961. How about some roses this morning? Let me get you a dozen long-stem roses from Diana Lloyd and Lloyd's Forest. Give the old-timers a chance to pick up some roses this morning, or, well, if you can come up with the answer, fine, but it's one of the old songs. This hour this morning, really getting into the 50s and 60s, so almost strictly. So here's another one of the old ones. There were, this is one of those instrumentals without words. I think there were five different versions of this on the hit parade at the same time when it came out way back in the 50s. Your job, if you can, is to give me the title of the song. Goes under the title of, well, goes under three different titles. Some of you may know it already. Big, big instrumental back in the 50s. Song coming up. Get you a dozen long-stem roses if you can give me the title of the song coming up. I need two of them. Song goes under three different titles, two of the three. You can give me two of the three titles, we'll get some roses. And if you haven't won, in 60 days. I'm going to go to the phone after the song is over. Give you a chance to think about it some. Goes under three titles, give me two of the three titles, and you win. Title of this, please.
See how you do. Song goes under the title, goes under three different titles. Name two out of the three titles, get you a dozen roses. One of those old instrumentals from way back in 56, I think it was. May have been stumped on this one. Three titles, name two of the three titles that song went under, and you got the roses. 571-8484.
Businesswoman actually started Dalton Records back about that era, and of course the Ventures, one of the major success stories, the Fleetwoods another on that label. But Candy Apple Red, one of her moderate hits back in 1959. 9-4.
Got a winner on our song ahead of that, by the way. Thanks, Clark. It was Roses from Adam Lloyd, Lloyd's Forest. Song you heard a while ago was well, goes under three titles. The pop name is Mack the Knife. Or goes under the title of Moritant, or the theme from the Three Penny Opera. Major hit.
Back in the 50s, you go in a record store, find five different versions of that song on the hit parade at the same time. Buy any one that you wanted.
Adds to the way it used to be. 8-4, last call request line, final chance. Songs you want to hear on the show tomorrow, we reconvene at midnight tonight, 11 Central. Anything you want of the 1950s, 60s, 70s, or 80s. Major hits for Adam Strong. Let me know. 571-8484. 1-800-444-8484.
before. Last chance for the men. Here's WHAS Storm Team weather. Clear and cold. A chance of frost overnight. Low 34. And better chance for freezing weather out in the suburbs. Sunny, warm day. Should be nice today. High of 66 and about 55. Showers coming in on Wednesday. Here in Louisville now, it's 41 degrees.
Get on board now for a special Thunder Over Louisville cruise. Saturday, April 19th. It's the 50th anniversary of the United States Air Force. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime chance to see more than 120 aircraft in the air, plus the spectacular fireworks display. From the best seat in the house, aboard the Donnie G. Riverboat. You'll board at Cox's Park at 6:30 p.m. and enjoy a fun-filled cruise with drinks, hors d'oeuvres, and dinner. Then watch the action from the Indiana shore before returning to Cox's Park at 11. Hurry and call 812-438-4595 to make your reservations, because seating is limited to 100 passengers. Tickets are $90 per person, and that includes dinner and an open bar. Get the best seat for Thunder Over Louisville, right on the river aboard the Dottie G Riverboat. Hospitality at its best. For ticket information, call 812-438-4595. That number again is 812-438-4595.
Playing popular music in this land over the last 20 years. You're talking rockabilly, and you're talking rhythm and blues, and you're talking country crossover, and a little bit of everything. That's Moon Mullican. I'll see you on my ship alone from back by 1956, 3 till 4 with Joe Donovan. One more entry in Odd and Obscure. We have an hour to go on the show. Final call. Get your songs in. Request for playback tomorrow. Anything you want to hear then? Need to call it in this morning. One more from, I told you it was mostly 50s and 60s this morning. Lloyd Price.
Joe Vaughn. The next move's up to the Republican congressional leaders now that Attorney General Janet Reno has decided not to appoint an independent counsel to investigate allegations of improper fundraising practices by the Clinton-Gore campaign. Democratic Congressman Henry Waxman of California thinks she did the right thing.
I don't think she was required to appoint an independent counsel unless she found that there was some likely criminality. From everything I've seen so far, I just don't see that there's enough evidence there for her to trigger an independent counsel.
But Republican leaders disagree. Senate Majority Leader Trent Lott of Mississippi called her decision inexcusable. The foundations of some major criminal cases could be shaken today with the release in Washington of a report from the Justice Department's Inspector General verifying whistleblower complaints of mishandling of key evidence by the FBI crime lab. ABC's chief investigative correspondent Brian Ross says he's learned as many as 5 high-profile cases are mentioned in the report, including the Oklahoma City bombing and O.J. Simpson's murder trial. Midnight tonight is the deadline for having your income tax return to the mail. It also marks another anniversary, remembered by ABC's Vic Ratner.
This week marks 100 days of the new Congress. And in contrast to the feverish pitch of 2 years ago, this Congress has accomplished very little. There have been fewer votes, fewer laws enacted, and a sense here at the capital of deep divisions within both parties.
If you haven't filed your income tax return yet, you have a lot of company.
The IRS expects to process 120 million individual tax returns this year alone. But at last count, 27 million had not been received, including President and Mrs. Clinton's. The first family waited till yesterday to complete their returns, probably because they owe so much money, almost $200,000.
It's ABC's Bill Greenwood in Washington. You're listening to ABC News.
Hi, I'm David Orrick, and I'm proud that over a million of my 8-pound Orrick XL hotel vacuums are used around the world. What makes me really proud is that the Orrick XL Upright, all of its parts and pieces, are made in the good old USA. To try my American-made vacuum risk-free for 15 days, call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200. And if someone tries to tell you that American products are second best, they obviously haven't tried my Orrick XL.
I was a big Nestle Quick fan until last year. That's when I tried rich chocolate Ovaltine. Believe me, it didn't take long to switch from Quick. Ovaltine has an amazing chocolate taste, and it's loaded with vitamins and minerals, and no fat. So why not drink something that tastes great and is good for you? Hey, I'm not a kid anymore, but when I want something cold and chocolatey, I feel like an Ovaltine.
They were talking about Tiger Woods in neighborhoods all across the country yesterday following the 21-year-old's amazing showing in the Masters Golf Tournament, which he won Sunday by a record 12 strokes. It's a memory that will last.
Tiger Woods, oh, the golf man, I think he's kind of cool.
I think it's great. I think it's history.
He's going to be a role model for anybody that wants to do good in life.
Just like the role model in an earlier generation, half a century ago, when Jackie Robinson broke the color barrier in Major League Baseball.
For years, baseball team owners had a gentleman's agreement to keep blacks out of the major leagues. Then Commissioner Kennesaw Mountain Landis fought the idea of blacks in the majors during his entire tenure. The break came in 1944 when Landis died, and Dodger owner Branch Rickey pursued the idea with newly elected commissioner Happy Chandler. Early in 1947, team owners voted 15-1 not to let Robinson play. But Chandler gave Rickey the green light to do it anyway.
ABC's Tim Sheldon, Washington. It was 50 years ago today that Jackie Robinson played his first game for the Dodgers. President Clinton will be at Shea Stadium in New York City tonight for ceremonies to mark that anniversary. A man who spent 31 years on death row has been executed in Texas. 50-year-old Billy Joe Woods was put to death with a lethal injection for raping a 62-year-old Houston woman in 1975. This is ABC News.
Hey, it's 4:04. Good morning. I'm Eric Cooper, News Radio 84, WHAS. It was 50 years ago today when Jackie Robinson broke baseball's color barrier. On April 15, 1947, Robinson put on a Brooklyn Dodgers uniform and became the first African-American to play in the major leagues. Although he went hitless in his first game, Robinson went on to be named Rookie of the Year, and his 10-year career landed him in the Hall of Fame.
A week-long celebration of Jackie Robinson's accomplishments began last night at Louisville Slugger Museum. Among others, the event was attended by Robinson's teammate, pitcher Carl Erskine, who remembers when Robinson first joined the major leagues.
Baseball accepted Jackie very quickly. It was only the social side that was so slow that kept him so irritated later in his career when he was more outspoken.
Roger Kahn also made an appearance. He's a legendary sports writer who coined the term the Boys of Summer. 4:05 at News Radio 84 WHAS. One of the six Eastern Kentuckians charged with killing a Tennessee family claims she is Satan's daughter and one of the Antichrists. Attorney Eric Kahn, who's representing 18-year-old Natasha Cornett, says his client is in need of psychological help.
He has four demons that speak to her. They don't possess her, but they speak to her, she says. And they told her this, and because of the power that she feels she has, she is certain that's what she is one of these antichrists that will rule the world in the year 2000 and reshape it until the world year 2012.
The four adults along with two juveniles were arrested a week ago in Arizona near the Mexican border. The adults were brought back to Tennessee Monday and are scheduled to be arraigned today in Greene County. Juveniles remain in Arizona. They're fighting extradition. A three-year-old Louisville boy is dead, killed when the car he was riding in yesterday collided with another in the city's Algonquin neighborhood. Police say Justin Jones was wearing a seatbelt. The impact threw him from the vehicle. The driver, Amon Hutcherson, is listed in serious condition this morning.
New census figures show the number of poor children in Kentucky grew during the early 1990s. The statistics released yesterday show that in the 4 years after the 1990 census, the number of poor school-aged children in Kentucky increased by more than 20,000. Poor children are now more than a quarter of the state's school-aged population. 4:06 at News Radio 84 WHAS. Here are Monday's winning numbers. The Kentucky Lottery pick 3, 799. The pick 4, 9873. Hash 5, 2, 3, 6, 30, and 35. In the Hoosier Lottery, daily 3, 581. The daily 4, 8598. And the lucky 5, 11, 13, 17, 21, and 26. The WHAS Storm Team Forecast is coming up next. 4:07 at News Radio 84, WHAS.
You live here, so why not start your day with your friends that specialize in a five-letter word? Local. Wayne Ferkey and the Morning Team on 84 WHAS. Kentuckiana's news, weather, and traffic station.
WHAS Storm Team Forecast.
A frost advisory for southern Indiana and a freeze advisory for southern Kentucky this morning. Clear and cold with a chance of frost, a low at 34, sunny and warmer later in the day, the high at 66. Clouds on the increase tonight, bringing a chance of showers with a low at 44. Then morning showers becoming partly cloudy by Wednesday afternoon, the high 55, and partly cloudy, chilly on Thursday, the high at 50. It is 44 degrees in Louisville. I'm Eric Cooper, News Radio 84, WHAS, Kentuckiana's news, weather, and traffic station. Depend on it.
Of course, that's Maniac 417 at the WHAS.
It's Joe Donovan. Good morning. It's income tax payday today. It's April 15th, and
of course, a lot of us have our taxes filed already, and a lot of you as well have yet to pay yours. People that usually owe so much money to the government wait till the last day for obvious reasons to pay, and some that don't have any kind of refund coming also wait till April the 15th. But anyway, it's income tax payday today. April 15th, it is Tuesday morning. Let's get a look at your morning almanac. 1865 today, President Lincoln died at 7:22 in the morning in a Washington, D.C. boarding house across from Ford's Theater. Andrew Johnson was sworn in as the 17th president. 1878 today, Harley Proctor developed ivory soap. When one of his soap company workers went out to lunch one day, left the soap machine on, the mixture that developed made the finished bar of soap float. Harley named the product after Psalms 45:8. All their garments smell of myrrh and aloe, out of the ivory furnaces where Hydra made me glad. They say his coat made Captain Gamble a dozen million dollar company. 1947 today, the first troops were left in the Semantic Drama Theater along the curb of Hollywood Boulevard by actor Douglas Fairbanks and actress Mary Pickford and Robert Tuttle.
1947 today, Jackie Robinson became the first
African-American to play in a Major League Baseball game. As his Brooklyn Dodger teammates defended the Boston Braves 5-3.
Bird and Arches appeared for the first time today when the first McDonald's opened in Des Plaines, Illinois. That was in 1855 today. Ray Kroc founded the company. 1957, Whole Lot of Shakin' by Jerry Lee Lewis was released by Sun Records. 1967, The Who released Happy Jack, became the group's first U.S. hit. 1982 today, Billy Joel crashed his motorcycle on Long Island. He had to undergo therapy on his hand. And this day, 1983, James Hardy Jr. was awarded $25,000 in damages in a lawsuit against Days Inn of America. Hardy had checked into a Days Inn in Eastridge, Tennessee, but when he opened the door to the room he had been given, he discovered a skimpily clad woman in the room, and as he quickly turned to leave the room, he injured his neck. 1990 today, they called her the beauty queen from hell because Miss Norway, Mona Grut, 19, is from hell, Norway. She was crowned Miss Universe. Hotel Queen Leona Hemsley began serving a four-year prison term today, 1992, in Lexington, Kentucky, for tax evasion. She was once quoted as saying only the little people pay taxes. She reported to prison in her company's Boeing 727. Her husband, Harry, had the lights in the Empire State Building, which they owned, turned off in protest. Released from prison 3 years ago. Sparky Anderson won his 2000th game as manager today in 1993. He's the only manager to win more than 800 games with two teams. Birthdays today include Elizabeth Montgomery, the actress best known in the Bewitched TV series as Samantha from 1964 to 72, daughter of actor Robert Montgomery. She would have been 64 today. Claudia Cardinale, the actress, her films included The Pink Panther, Son of Pink Panther. She didn't manage to live up to the international star buildup that she was given. 58 today. Country singer and performer Roy Clark's birthday. He's from Virginia. Had a big hit in 1969, Yesterday When I Was Young. Of course, he plays a banjo, guitar, even classical guitar. Been a sideman for many groups, one of the members of Hee Haw's show. His autobiography is My Life in Spite of Myself. Roy Clark is 64 today. Heloise, the newspaper columnist of Helpful Hints fame. This Heloise talking about the daughter of the original. She's 46 today. Dave Edmonds, singer. I Hear You Knockin', major hit from him, 53. Singer Samantha Fox is 31 today. Michael Ancera, the actor who played Cochise, chief of the Apaches, in the TV Western Buccaneer years ago. He was less than thrilled with the role. In an interview, he said Cochise could do one of two things, stand with his arms folded, looking noble, or stand with his arms at his side, looking noble. He was married to Barbara Eden, Michael Ancera. 75th birthday. And Leonardo da Vinci, painter, birthday today. Italian painter, sculptor. Sold his Mona Lisa in Paris to King Francis. And paid $50,000 and hung it in the Louvre, where it's been since, well, except from 1812 and 13 when it was stolen. Da Vinci died in 15. It's April 15th. I'm in it. Weather coming up.
Coach Ron Cooper and the Cards get ready for a new season.
Oh, Ivan Green runs it in for the touchdown.
See them play at the Kentucky Derby Festival U of L spring scrimmage at Cardinal Stadium. Kickoff 10 o'clock Saturday. It's free, and the first 1,500 fans get free Kentucky Derby Festival.